Hallelujah. How's everybody? Come on, say it. You got to say it. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Or you don't get it, because what you speak is what you eat. What you eat is what you become. Nothing's going to happen until it comes out of your mouth. God's waiting for us to speak, pray, worship. Amen? That's why the Bible says, sow in the Spirit and you what? Reap life. If you ain't speaking and sowing in the Spirit, you ain't reaping life. You ain't changing. A lot of people want to change. They ask for God's help, but then they don't cooperate when He gives them the help. Hallelujah. Glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, please. And verse 12. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, to esteem them very highly and to love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice when? Not when you feel like it. Rejoice when? Always. Pray without ceasing. In other words, pray always. Well, I don't feel like praying. Too bad. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it. Brethren, pray for us. Hallelujah. At least they ask for prayer. Amen. Now, there's something very important here. Spirit, soul, and body. What did he say? He says, now may the God of all peace himself sanctify, unify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's showing us right here that we are a triune being. We are a triune being. We are made of a spirit, soul, and body. Amen. In other words, we're to be rejoicing all the time, praying all the time, giving thanks for all. You know, we just maintain a grateful attitude and a grateful heart. As a triune being, or what we might call a three-dimensional being, we are living in a three-dimensional reality. You're going to hear me speak about these realities a lot. Tonight's title is three-dimensional living. Three-dimensional living. We are a three-dimensional being living in a three-dimensional reality. In 1 John chapter 5, starting at verse 6, please. This is Jesus who came by the water and blood. Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. So if you think about this, he speaks it in divine order. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Those are in the eternal realm. The Father oversees it all. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. And these three are what?
One.
Now look what the connection is. For there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these agree as one. So the Spirit is connecting with the Spirit. Does everybody get it? So now you have the water, the Word, the Spirit, and then the Spirit. Amen? The water and the blood. And these three agree as one. So there's three witnesses to heaven, spiritual reality, and three witnesses in the physical reality. The Father, the Word, the Spirit are one, and the Spirit, water, and blood agree as one. So they're agreeing with the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Now, think about this. The Father thinks, the Word speaks, and the Spirit moves. The Father thinks, the Word speaks, and the Spirit moves. I'll say it again. The Father thinks, because He oversees it all. The Word speaks. So the Word is speaking what the Father's thinking. And the Spirit is moving what the Word is speaking. Jesus is the Spirit, the water, and the blood, as the Word became physical in this reality. Everybody okay? So Jesus is the Spirit, the water, and the blood as the Word became physical in this reality. In John chapter 1, in verse 10, it says that He, who was He? Jesus was in the world, and a Word, and a world was made through Him. And the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. The ones that He created rejected Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become His offspring or children of God. To those who believe, which means follow, in His name. Who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but born of God, which means born of the Spirit. And it says in verse 14, and the Word became what? Flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, full of grace, which was God's plan to escape, and truth to overcome. So Jesus was manifested in this reality, which is temporary, to bring about a new creation that would learn to live in all dimensional realities. Begotten by the order of the Father, filled with the plan of escape from corruption, and truth to overcome. Want me to repeat that? Hallelujah. Begotten by the order of the Father. Filled with the plan of escape from corruption. And the truth to overcome. Remember, Jesus was manifested in this reality to bring about a new creation that would learn to live in all dimensional realities. Three-dimensional living. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, let's speak it. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it's not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And anyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. That's future hope, isn't it? Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested, Jesus was manifested, to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. In other words, he was manifested to remove the presence of evil coming against us. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he's been born of God. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. Okay? That's different. Jesus was manifested to remove the presence of evil that influences humanity and destroy the operating works of Satan's kingdom. Two things: to remove the presence of evil from you and to destroy the works of the enemy, the operation of the enemy's kingdom. Amen. John 14, verse 5. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going and how we know the way. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except for through me. I am the what? Way, truth, and the life. That is so vitally important. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Why? Because remember, we just said they were one. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, it will be done. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's three-dimensional. Now, I want you to understand that the way is a representation of the past. The truth is a representation of the present. And the future is a representation of the eternal. Jesus said, I am the way. If you think about it, I am the way out. Amen? From what? The past. I am the victory in the present with truth. And you are heaven-bound. This is known as the tabernacle, the portal of God, the outer court, holy place, most holy place. Each one has a function. We know about this. We've talked about it. The outer court is salvation. The holy place is priesthood. The most holy place is warrior, or what we call third-dimensional warrior. Each one represents a dimensional function. Does everybody understand? Do I need to repeat that? Okay. Jesus said, I'm the way, which is in the tabernacle of God. It's called the outer court. There's three chambers. The outer court is known as the function of salvation. The holy place is known as priesthood. That's why you become a worshiper. See, there's a lot of people just still living in the outer court with salvation, never entered the holy place because they're not worshipers. They're not fulfilling their priesthood. So they don't get priestly garments. Priestly garments are to be maintained. And then the most holy plate is an area of a third dimensional warrior. And when you think about a warrior, what's a warrior do? He puts on the full armor of God. But if you don't have Under Armour on, man, it makes it rough. That's why you need to have priestly garments. It's called Under Armour. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. These are three dimensions and three realities. Now, also in this, you've got old memories, present memories, and promise memories. Somebody with me? This is also three dimensions with three realities. So you have old memories. Each carries its own reality and function. Old memories. Present memories that you need to function for now. And then there's promise memories that you get from God Almighty. These are the promises of the future. Amen. So what we are doing is we're learning from the past. Amen. We've learned from our past mistakes. We're coming out of the past. And we're stepping into the present. But we want to live from the future to the present. Amen. We want to live from the future to the present. Hallelujah. And living from the future to the present brings a present reality, but it brings it together. We now become one. We are living in all dimensions at one time. Are you with me? Why? Because we're a three-dimensional being. See, the world can't function this. They get controlled by the things they can't see. They live by their feelings and emotions. No idea what's influencing them. They live by past memories, and the enemy brings your past memories up to the present and brings oppression, confusion, sickness. Hello. That's why you and I are to break ancestral curses off, because you are what you've inherited. Even demonic forces. So we don't live from the past. We learned from the past. Jesus is making a way out of the past and gives us grace, which is the plan of escape. It doesn't give you free will to do whatever you want. It's his plan. As you cooperate with this plan, you break off your past. It doesn't mean that you forgot it all. It'd be nice if we did. But it no longer has control over you. Amen? You've learned from those things. Now you're living in the present, but you're not living. You're living in the present, but you're living from the future into the present. That makes you three-dimensional living. Everybody okay? The world doesn't know that nor understand it. In fact, many Christians still don't get it. Hallelujah. So we are no longer of the world. This is how you and I overcome the present. Without the reality and recognizing this, it's hard to overcome the present. Because you're not recognizing the effects of the past, and you're not recognizing the promises of the future. That's how you overcome the present. Because that's your identity as a new creation. New identity. New everything. John 10, verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, And the sheep hear his what? Hear his voice. He know the sheep know the unction and the influence of the Lord. But to him the doorkeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a voice of a stranger. Didn't mean they wouldn't hear it, but they won't follow it. But will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Wow. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. In other words, the believer, the true followers, didn't accept false religions, doctrines of demons, because they knew the voice of truth. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out, go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to what? Steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. How many of y'all know good health is abundance? Amen. This is not about having all kinds of money. Not that God can't do that. But he's coming to give me and you abundance, to know him more. See, you can be wealthy as can be knowing him. That is the greatest riches and the greatest treasure is to know the Lord. When I met the Lord, everything was fulfilled. I didn't need or want anything. Even though I was living in a cardboard box, but still. Just about. That was our furniture. But God slowly, bit by bit, moved things and changed things. But I was content and satisfied. Man, I was ready to go home. In fact, I wanted to go home. And when I went there, he said, you can't stay here. I got a job for you to do. I was ready. I was fulfilled. There was nothing that was going to replace him. And there's still nothing that can replace him. But see, we must reach that point. That's a point of no return. Hallelujah. He is your fulfillment. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, verse 12. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not know the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf scatters the sheep. The wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. Nice, huh? Again, the sheep know the voice of the Lord and follow. They hear voices of the stranger, but they don't follow them because they recognize that is different than our unction and voice of the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that all things work together for good to those who are love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Do you love God and you're called according to his purpose? If you know that, then you know things are going to work to the good. But it does take cooperation. For whom he foreknew, he also what? Predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. So is Jesus a three-dimensional warrior? Amen. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. Whoa. We are predestined to be born again in his image as a new creation in Christ and three-dimensional living. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. Had they known, that it would have, they not would have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of the man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except by the what? Spirit of God. So there's a lot of people that think they know God, but they ain't got the Spirit. So they can't know God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who's from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These by God, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, the carnal man, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Because the natural man is not three-dimensional. But he who is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Three-dimensional living with a new DNA, a new identity, a new purpose, and access to all dimensions, which are all realities. Philippians 3, verse 17. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Who set their mind on earthly things. Why? Because they can't live a dimensional, three-dimensional life. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. We are citizens in heaven. We live from the future to the present, not from the past. We are delivered from the past and its influence, but we've learned from the past. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Why? Because they're not living a three-dimensional life. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors of Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him to know no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are ambassadors of Christ. Old things have what? Passed away. And all things have become new. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. This week you must ask yourself, are you living a three-dimensional life? Are you accessing all dimensions, past, present, future, to bring it into one, to overcome everything in the present? Remember, we learned from our mistakes in the past. We take the promises of God from the future, and we bring them into the present to overcome. See, so many people are still living out of the past. They're not bringing the promises of God into the present. They believe they can't reach it. But you must be spirit-filled to reach all areas. It's the Spirit that connects everything, just like the Spirit connects the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. Amen? And then the what? The Spirit, the water, and the blood. The Spirit's what connects. That's why if you're not spirit-filled, filled with the Spirit of God, it's hard. In fact, it's impossible to live a three-dimensional life. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, please. Therefore, if anyone what? Cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So make sure you fellowship with others that are three-dimensional living. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. To do his will. Cleanse from the past. We learned from the past. We're cleansed from it, though. We don't bring the past into the present. We learn from our mistakes. Amen? And by learning, we're able to overcome in the present. But you can't overcome without the promises of God. That's why you must live from the future to the present. It's the promises of God that we live in. And when we put it together, we overcome everything that's in this present time. This is the reality. This is the reality we're in. So we have access to all three realities and all three dimensions. And we are more than conquerors. Amen. Go to Joel. Go to Joel's place. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant of whom the Lord calls. Prophecy, dreams, visions, prophetic insight to all dimensional realities, taken from each one to aid in our call, purpose, and destiny. I will repeat it. The prophets to prophesy, dreams and visions, is bringing me and you prophetic insight to all dimensional realities. Where we are able to take from each one to aid us in our call, purpose, and destiny. We were able to access each one, to take from each one, to aid in our call, purpose, and destiny. I want to go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts or your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Three-dimensional wills. Does everybody see it? So whether you, whatever one you are manifesting will be the will of God of it. Does everybody see that? You can either be manifesting the good, the acceptable, or the perfect will of God. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. You know, again, I really believe that the Lord is trying to quicken us to these things, to remind us and encourage us to access. Because there's so much garbage out there, so many lies out there, so many voices out there. They're really misleading all kinds of people. And people are listening to these things. And they're not really accessing who they are. They're not utilizing the fullness of what the price Jesus paid for me and you. You should know in your spirit, a witness, whether something is a lie or a truth. And you have a question about it, you don't agree with it. You wait. Because you don't want to agree with something that's a lie, do you? I mean, there's so much stuff. I mean, then you go to YouTube and it's like every other thing is a lie. How can this person be dead when I just saw him over here? How can this be, you know, just saying, they lie so much, it's incredible, just to get hits and make money. But people are gullible and eating it up. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, let's speak it together. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Why? They fell out of three-dimensional living. See, some people, you can start with three-dimensional living, then you fall out. That's how the enemy operates. He gets you to backslide out of three-dimensional living and go into a single-dimensional living. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. That doesn't make you pride or arrogant. You know all things. Nothing that you did, everything He did. Amen? Why? Because you have a witness in you that knows all things. I've not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. And that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. Man, that's three-dimensional living. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to what? Deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you need not that anyone teach you. You should have witness of everything you're hearing. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
I'm not teaching you anything. It's the anointing that teaches. I'm just a messenger. I carry the anointing, and it releases. These revelations come so that God can feed his people. And while he's feeding his people, he's sure feeding me. Because I don't know this stuff. I don't sit and study the word all day long. I get in his presence. You can ask my wife. She asks me all day long, what's the title? I don't know. Even in the morning, what's the title? I don't know. I don't know anything. Usually maybe an hour or two before. I don't know. But he brings it. Why? Because the anointing teaches us. When you live a living three-dimensional life, you have access to everything. See, I don't know what the heck he's going to talk about, but I get excited to find out what he's going to talk about. And he's only trying to encourage us and bring us to another dimension or another reality greater than ourselves. It's all about him. It's not about us. It's all about him. And we don't want to lose any of that access that he's granted me and you. Amen? So stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Keep your eyes off of yourself and keep your eyes on him. Stay filled with the Spirit of God. Let him open the doors that are of him and shut the doors that are not. And wait patiently. Amen? Trust, rest, and wait. He'll bring you through. You'll have breakthrough in everything if you're living from the future to the present. Amen. Praise God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your mercies and grace in your word that does not return void. We thank you for the spirit of revelation and the prophetic insight that we may live a three-dimensional life for your glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.